Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go.
It has been 3 years, yet Ali can't sound natural. How are you doing today? Today we are going to talk about how you can sound natural in English during business meetings. Ali watched many YouTube videos to learn how to sound natural. He tried many tongue twisters. He listened to many business English podcasts. Despite this, he can't assure when he speaks English during meetings. He doesn't know what to do to sound natural. Also, Ali always thinks that he may not be able to sound natural when he speaks English during meetings. He prays and wishes that one day he will start sounding natural in English during meetings. Just like Ali, do you wish and pray that you will start sounding natural in English during meetings? If you are a Middle Eastern founder and you are tired of not sounding natural when you speak English during meetings, I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to sound natural during your next meeting. Please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast with your friends who are business owners like you. Ahmed felt ashamed of his weak English skills. His real name is not Ahmed. He felt ashamed of his weak English skills because he made many grammar errors in English during a meeting with one of his foreign investors. Ahmed saw how this foreign investor viewed him as a business owner who didn't understand English. A few days later, he sent me a message in WhatsApp and joined my 101 VIP English program. In just 8 months, Ahmed began to speak, read, write, and listen well and confidently in English. He started to use his English skills to help his business grow outside of his country. Where would you like to develop strong English skills that can help your business grow outside of your country? These are the two ways I can help you. The first one is joined 101 VIP English Coaching Program for VIP Middle Eastern founders like you to develop strong English skills for your business within 8 months. The second one is Premium English Proofreading and editing of your top secret documents. Can you get to www.friendlilycoach.com/link? Check the description of this Business English podcast and tap on the link. You see, tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. 99% of Minnesota founders with weak English do this. You translate words directly from your native language to English using ChatGPT. That's a very good idea because it's easier and faster. However, a lot of you do not know how to pronounce those words in English because they are too hard for you. Also, this makes it hard for you to sound natural in English because you can't pronounce those words confidently when you speak English during meetings. Did you know that you can still use ChatGPT and sound natural in English during meetings? I will give 3 steps you can use for that. And the first one is translate from your native language to English. The second one is tell ChatGPT to rewrite those words in Greek to English. And the third one is download an online English dictionary that has a voice feature to learn how to pronounce those words correctly. Now you see how you can use ChatGPT and sound natural in English during meetings. With Greek to English, you can sound natural when you speak English during meetings because these words are easy to pronounce. Why do I sound so bad when I speak English? Ali asked me on a call, blessing, why do I sound so bad when I speak English? How can I sound better in English? Just like Ali, many Medisound founders who reached out to me because of their weak English skills asked me why they sounded so bad. You try so hard to sound natural in English, but a lot of the time you sound so bad that you don't like the way you talk. With the right steps, you can sound natural in English without more stress. When are you ready to start sounding natural during meetings? I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to start sounding natural in English without losing your accent. In case you want me to help you out, to help you develop strong English skills for your business, kindly go to www.finlilycoach.com/link. Check the description of this business English podcast. You will see www.finlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. It's harder when you don't know what to do. Developing strong English is harder when you know what to do because you need to put in the time and effort to use the right steps. However, developing strong English is harder when you don't know the right steps. No wonder a lot of millions of founders with weak English skills think of giving up on developing strong English skills. If you have tried so many methods to improve your weak English skills and have made little to no progress, I have something for you. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to develop strong business English skills? You can get these 7 fast ways for free. However, I can't promise you that these 7 fast ways will be free forever. Where are you getting yours? If you want to get yours right now, kindly go to www.finlilycoach.com/link. Share the description of this business English podcast. Tap on it and scroll down a bit, and I think that's the first button you will say. Free business English tips. Tap on it. Yes. And put in your email and your full name. You have been avoiding this truth, but I will tell you, you can develop strong English skills for your business just by paying $2,000 for private business English classes. For art, that's not a real name. I spent a lot of money on private business English classes. Yet they couldn't speak, read, write, listen well in English. You thought you would develop strong English skills just by attending the classes. After 6 months, for art did not improve at all. Even if you didn't tell me, I knew that 99% of the time, busy founders with weak English skills find excuses not to use their English skills at work because they don't want to make grammar errors. They are afraid people will judge them. 1 month later, for adjoining a 101 VIP English program for 8 months. And he did 90% of the daily assignments I gave him during the 8 months. He showed up almost every day to get 5-minute feedback from me on a video call. It wasn't easy, but 8 months later, Farad delivered a speech in English in Texas, USA. He started growing his business outside of his country with strong English skills. Are you like Farad and don't know what to do? I have something for you. Want to grow your business worldwide with strong business English skills? Within 8 months, find it the end strong. Go to www.finlilycoach.com/link. Share the description of this business English podcast and tap on it. You see a link? Yeah? www.finlilycoach.com/link. Tap on that link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. Amin could build good connections because of his weak English. He knew that only his native language wouldn't help him expand his business outside of the UAE. He chose my programming did 97% of the data assignments I gave him. During the 8 months, within 4 months, he began to attend business events to connect with investors and foreign founders in English. Are your weak English skills affecting your business just like Amin? There are two ways I can help you, and the first one is Let's Work 101 for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. And the second one is Premium English Proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. Once you improve your weak business English skills, kindly send me a message on WhatsApp. Kindly go to www.friendlylygosh.com/link to send me on WhatsApp. Also, in case you want to buy me coffee, kindly go to www.friendlylygosh.com/link to buy me a coffee. Also support me monthly. Alright, the first tip that I have here for you is this. Stop avoiding speaking to your foreign clients, your partners, and investors in English. Like, you should stop avoiding speaking to them. When you don't speak, you can't improve. The second one is stuck with speaking English during one business meeting. And when you negotiate deals every day. And the next one is the next week, speak English during 2 business meetings. And when you negotiate deals every day. Alright, start at one business meeting. And when you negotiate deals every day, then the next week, you start with 2 business meetings and when you negotiate deals every day. And the next one is increase the number of business meetings in which you speak English every week. Do you get that? Increase the number. And the last one is don't be afraid to make mistakes and don't be ashamed of your accent. Just like, you know, I have a thick Nigerian accent. And you can only get better when you speak English. Alright? So this is not about you losing your accent. It's about you sounding natural and comfortable when you speak English without sounding like a robot. Also, without losing your accent, because your accent makes you unique in every way. Thanks for joining me. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast. Also, if you want to buy me coffee or donate monthly, kindly go to www.friendlylygosh.com/link. Kindly check the description of this business English podcast. Thanks a lot. I love you and leave you. Take care. Bye.
Whoa, this is an awesome. Thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium-sized business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium-sized business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. All right, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, Friend Lily Coach. Write it together in small letters and add .com/LINK. You can also check the description of this podcast episode, and that you will see friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.